There is a trend you can look up on TikTok where people are dropping things on their feet and then rating the pain 1 to 10, 1 being not very painful, 10 being very painful.
Oh, my foot feels broken.
Oh, that was definitely a 10 out of 10 there, boys.
I'm wondering how many, like, foot doctors are seeing cases because of this dumb, stupid trend.
Yeah, so this is not smart, et cetera, et cetera. However, it leads us into what are the embarrassing ways that you've actually hurt yourself, injured yourself?
Tammy, I sneezed and threw up my back. I was at work. I had to go to the hospital because I couldn't move at all.
Oh.
And I could hear the resident doctor explaining my situation to the head doctor outside the room, and they were both laughing.
No, that is the worst.
So embarrassing, she said.
That is the worst.
That's awful. It's one of those situations where, okay, can I make up a different story of how this happened?
You almost want to, yes, exactly. That is funny.
Heather says, when I was way younger, mm-hmm. my brother were playing hide and seek. I walked into his room, which was pitch black, tripped over a toy, busted my eye on the corner of his TV stand, and had to go to school with a black eye.
Oh, no.
Oh, bless her heart.
Yeah, Tina said, got a huge black eye, fractured eye, orbit bone, playing baseball with my, at the time, 8-year-old son and his stepsister. My son hit the ball so hard, by the time I was able to focus, it was hitting my face.
Oh, no.
That's not embarrassing. That's just unfortunate.
My gosh. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
All right. Now, you want to remain anonymous. How did you embarrassingly injure yourself?
So I'm a big girl, and I was trying to be, like, all hot and everything, you know, and do the Megan Knees Challenge a couple years ago.
Wait, do the what challenge?
The Megan Knees Challenge on TikTok, like, you drop down and, Yeah, it didn't play out that way for me. I went to do it, and my knees gave out. I fell backwards in front of the mirror while on camera, knocked the closet door off track, and broke my foot.
Oh, no.
You know how hard it was to come up with a story to explain to people? Because I worked in a drug and alcohol rehab place at the time. And they were all like, oh, what'd you do? And I was like,
Like, how do I explain, like, this?
Right. Like, it was least attractive moment in my life.
You know what? I bet you were hot, though, still.
Listen,
I was overheated and out of breath. That.
At some point in your life, you will take a look at that video and go, you know what? It's worthy to upload
to America's funniest home videos and you would get paid.
And I was going
to
say, you would make $1 million. Yes. That would be funny. Well, hey, thank you so much for sharing.
Of course. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Rachel's kind of throwing her husband under the bus, saying, playing soccer with our daughter, rolled his ankle, almost broke it. Month later, husband slid into second base, playing slip and slide kickball.
Slip and slide kickball? It sounds amazing.
Tarp was folded, went between his toes, almost cut his toes off.
Oh, gosh.
2 months later, husband fell off scaffolding at work, almost broke his foot.
Oh, my gosh.
The same foot.
Oh, that poor foot.
And she said, while I'm sitting on the sidelines watching with my drinky drink, I did play one round of that kickball, but kicked the 10-year-old pitcher smack in the face with the ball.
Hey, if you got that on video, that could also earn you some money on America's Funniest. And she does. She has it. She has it on video.
That is too funny.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, good stories.
Oh,
again, you can look back at it now, but yeah, embarrassing ways you've injured yourself.
These are accidental ways that you hurt yourself, embarrassing albeit, instead of doing a stupid TikTok trend.
Yeah, right?
Dropping things on purpose on your foot.
Which, by the way, if you want to see some of the videos, they are kind of funny.
Don't do it.
They're kind of funny.
Don't do it.
At Ben and Kelly Show, we'll put it on X.